Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. This is Apostle Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries. God bless everyone on this evening. God bless you this evening. We're going to get ready for our radio broadcast to start. I'm getting ready to call it to order. I'm going to sing a hymn and read a scripture and pray, and then we're going to get on with it. I want to apologize to you that's in radio land and you that's on our radio broadcast. I just want to apologize this evening because I was running a little late, but to God be the glory. On tonight, we have special guest, Prophet Sigan, on with us all the way from Nigeria. He's on tonight, and I thank and praise God for him. But I'm going to get ready to do our little short devotion. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship your holy name. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship your holy name. Worship your name. Worship your name. We worship your holy name. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just a short, just something for the Lord. You know, I don't sing to men, but I sing to God, and that's who I'm singing to right now. Hallelujah. Giving God all the praise and glory. Our scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 24. The earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in the holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. I have just read you from Psalm 24 in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come tonight humbly before your throne of grace on this evening, Father, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you. in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come tonight, Father, if we've offended anyone in any kind of way, Lord, we ask your forgiveness right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I ask you tonight to search our hearts, our minds, and our spirit. If there is anything in there that should not be, Lord, we ask you to send the fire of God down.
You have $2.84
in the name of Jesus.
Remaining in your account.
Please
enter
the
telephone number you wish
Jesus.
To dial now, or press *0 to recharge and hear the main menu options.
Father, we just thank you tonight. Lord, I ask you right now, God, to
the
bind up.
The speed dial code, 2, is not valid. Please enter the telephone number you wish to dial now, or press *0 to recharge and hear the main menu options. You have 1 hour, 45 minutes remaining for this call. Thank you for using Boss Revolution.
Amen. And we just thank and praise God. We ask you, Father, now to...
Okay. Hello?
Hello.
Okay.
Father,
is it my phone now? Okay. Okay, speak on, no?
Father, we ask you now in the name of Jesus to bind up the strong man on tonight, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask you now, Lord, to bind the strong man up tonight in every evil thing, Lord, every negative thing, every demonic thing. Lord, we ask you to bind it on tonight. We bind every hindering spirit, every spirit of distraction. We bind you now in the name of Jesus. We just bind it up, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you are bound on tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you right now to change the atmosphere. Right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, change the atmosphere, Father, in the glory to you, Lord. Change the atmosphere in the name of Jesus. I ask you tonight, Holy Spirit, to take over and take control on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, take over, Holy Ghost, and take control of this radio broadcast on tonight. I ask you to bless everyone, Lord, that's up under the sound of my voice, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Out in radio land, and the ones that's on our broadcast on tonight, I ask you to cover them and their families, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you right now to bless every leader, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you have called and affirmed and ordained, in the name of Jesus. Bless them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, hallelujah, I ask you right now to police this radio broadcast, and police this radio broadcast, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, and we give you praise, and we give you glory, and let your anointing fall down tonight, and let your anointing fall, Lord, and let your anointing fall tonight, and in the name of Jesus, and let it be conducive for miracles, signs and wonders in the name of Jesus. And let it come, Lord, and let it come, and let your glory cloud come in the name of Jesus. And hallelujah, in the atmosphere, Father. And we decree and declare that your anointing come in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you now. We thank you right now, Lord, and we give you praise and glory, and we love you tonight, Father, and we bless your holy name, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, we give you praise, hallelujah, and glory, hallelujah, and we thank you, Father. We just thank you tonight and bless everyone, Lord, and bless your people all over this land and country, and all over nations and nations, Lord, and bless them now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you now. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Hallelujah. Amen. And thank God. Can everyone hear me? Hallelujah. Can you hear me? Amen. Amen. Can you hear me, prophetess?
Hallelujah. I can hear you.
Amen.
Prophetess. Okay. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. So tonight, We're going to, we have our special guest on tonight, Prophet Sagan from Nigeria, my son in the ministry, all the way from Nigeria, and God has really been blessing through him. And we just want to open up our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour with him on tonight. We just thank and praise God. If you need prayer or whatever you need, he's here for you. Prophet Sagan, you're on.
Praise the Lord. Glory be to God in the highest. And peace to those whom his favor rests. Upon whom his favor rests, we give glory to God tonight. I first of all appreciate my mother and Lord. My wonderful mother, she's been so there for me. I pray for more anointing. I pray for more grace. I pray for more unction to function. I pray for more blessing. I pray for more prosperity. Above it all, when the trumpet shall sound, we shall not find you missing in the name of Jesus Christ. Unto you, my listeners all over the United States of America, in case you don't know me, my name is Prophet Sheldon Ibitoye. I'm speaking live to you from Benin City in Nigeria, in the south-south region of West Africa. Wherever you are tonight listening to me, I want to say to you that this is the moment you have been waiting for. And my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. Through Amen. Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Wherever you are tonight, I have this to say to you, that your long-awaited miracle has come. So I say congratulations to you. But you have to pray by the rule tonight. Please, wherever you are listening to me, for what color you belong to, whoever you are, wherever you are listening to me, please don't grieve the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Don't grieve the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Don't touch him. Don't wound him. He's all I got.
Thank you, Jesus.
So wherever you are tonight, get your Bible, sit down and listen to me. The Bible says he sent his word to them and healed them and saved them out of their destruction.
Yes.
Quickly, let me take you to the word of God shortly before I pray and prophesy over your life. I just want to remind you. And according to the word of the prophecy, written where I'm about to read right now, he's talking about a compromising church. You are a church already, but you are compromising your faith.
Uh-huh.
You are neither here nor there. So I'm going to read to you the book of Revelation, chapter 2. I'll read from verse 12. Amen.
Amen.
To the angels of the church in Pergamos, right? These things, you who have the sharp two-edged sword, I know your works, and you dwell where Satan's thrones dwell. And you hold fast to my name and did not deny my faith, even in the days the past was my faithful martyr, who was killed among you, where Satan dwells. But I have a few things against you, because you have there those who hold to doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to put a stubble block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed to idols, and to commit sexual immorality. Those you also have those who hold the doctrines of the Nicolaitans, which things I hate. repent, or else I will come to you quickly. I will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. With the sword of my mouth, I will fight against them. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. To him who overcome, I will give some of the hidden manna to eat. And I will give him a white stone, and on the stone a new name shall be written on it, that no one knows except him who receives it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is the word from the Lord. To you compromising church, listen to this. The word today at large, listen to nobody else, not even the Bible, but the children of God. Because the word of God says the earnest expectation of the creation is waiting on the manifestations on the source of God. You are the Bible the world is reading today.
Uh-huh.
Let me ask you this question. Wherever you are you compromising your stand, or you are holding on fast to that which God has given you, the truth of the word of God? If your answer is no, I have this to say to you tonight, that you still have a great opportunity. This might be the last time you will ever listen to such message. It is time for you to repent. Why am I saying this? Most of you may think that I lay more emphasis on repentance than the end time.
Uh-huh.
Yes, that is the truth that I got for you. Because every journey that has a beginning always have an end.
Yes.
My prayer for you tonight is that though your beginning might be small, but your end shall be greater.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
I pray for you tonight that wherever you seem to miss it with God, the Holy Spirit is going to come upon you tonight and you are going to get reconnected to back to your God.
Huh.
Are you such a Christian into sexual immorality?
All right.
You are holding on to somebody else's husband, and you said God told you.
Ooh.
Let me tell you one thing. The soul that sins shall die. There is no beauty in getting entangled with somebody who already have an affair. The Bible says such man has committed adultery. And such soul is not befitting for the kingdom of God. Therefore, children of God, I have this truth to tell you tonight. Because if a prophet refuses to say the truth, then he has no prophet.
Right.
Yeah. A true prophet carries prophet. A prophet without prophet is a prophet without proof.
Yeah.
One of your proofs as a child is to understand the truth and live in the lying faith. The Bible says, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free."
Amen.
Child of God, wherever you are tonight, listening to my word, only the truth can set you free. And that truth is what I have brought to you tonight.
Amen.
If you are there, you are still sleeping with another man's husband, or you are a man, you are sleeping with another man's wife, that is sexual immorality. I want to tell you tonight that the grace of God is available to you tonight.
Amen.
But you don't have the time to postpone it, because you don't have any power of your own to take your life or to keep it.
All right.
You don't have any power over it. And the truth is this. As you are growing, you are going. The day of your naming ceremony is minus one from your death ceremony,
yeah,
your burial ceremony. No matter how beautiful you are, no matter how poor you are, no matter how tall you are, no matter how short you are, no matter the color, no matter the race, we all have one end to our journey here on earth. I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice tonight, you will not miss heaven. Hell is not for you. Hell is not made for you.
All right. Amen.
I come to give you the message of hope to reconcile back to your God wherever you have missed it.
Yes.
It is not too late or too difficult for you to give up your sinful immorality, sexual immorality. It is not too late or too difficult for you to stop any sin right now wherever you are listening to my voice.
Mm-hmm.
It is not too late for you to turn back to God. If you turn back to God tonight, he's going to turn back to you. Let me tell you, child of God, the reason why you are facing what you are facing now is because you are not doing something that God is happy about. You know it in your mind. You know it in your mind. You know you have sinned. The Bible says, for all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. The only reason why you can be short of the glory of God is when you sin.
Uh-huh.
One preacher said, the moment you sin, something dies in you. Look at the life of Solomon. He was good with God. God gave him wisdom. He gave him all riches in the world. But suddenly, he started sinning, taking strange wives, taking wrong advices. When he started that, he lost his creative ability.
Mm-hmm.
That is why he wrote the book of Ecclesiastes under the influence of alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how beautiful your life seems to be now, the moment you miss it with God, your end cannot be great. But I pray for you tonight that grace is available for you.
Amen.
If you are here under the sound of my voice, wherever you are today, this might be the last time for you to reconcile with your God. I want you to say this prayer with me, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I know you are my creator.
I know
your decision for me is the final.
Yes.
I know your word is powerful.
I know your word is
sharper than a two-edged sword.
I know your word
is able to take away my sins. I know that I have sinned.
I know that I've come
short of your glory. But I understand that you are God of mercy.
Yes, Lord.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Have your way in my life.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I will never go back to sin again.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus, for receiving me.
Lord, hallelujah.
In Jesus' precious name we pray. Heavenly Father, I pray for your sons and daughters that have confessed you as their Lord and Savior tonight.
Yes,
I pray for all their needs.
Yes, Lord.
That you will supply them according to your riches in glory.
Yes, Father.
I pray that you will establish their heart in nothing but the truth.
Yes.
I ask for your grace to continue to increase in their life. I ask for your mercy to be made sufficient for them.
Yes, Lord.
And I ask that they will never, ever go back to sin again.
Yes.
And I pray that tonight shall be the last night wherein they will see that Egyptian following their destiny.
Yes.
I pray that this day will be the day where your purpose and your plan for their life shall be unveiled.
Yes,
by the word of prophecy tonight, let every darkness disappear.
Yes, in the name of Jesus.
By prophecy tonight, let every difficulty be removed.
Yes, Jesus.
By the power of prophecy tonight, let every yoke be broken.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
By the power of prophecy tonight, let every wound be healed.
Yes.
By the power of prophecy tonight, let every sickness be healed.
Yes.
For you took our infirmity and bore all our sicknesses.
Yes, Lord.
And the chastisement of our sin was upon you. By your stripe we are all healed.
Yes.
I send the message of healing into everyone's room listening to my voice right now. Whoever they are connected to, wherever they are, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof.
Yes, Lord.
Thereby I confirm and I decree by the power that created heaven and earth into the life of everyone listening to me who are suffering
yes.
from one affliction of the other.
Yes.
Let
Lord.
The power of liberation come upon you right now.
Yes.
Let the Holy Spirit be in control right now.
Yes, Jesus.
Over to you now, Holy Spirit. Have your way in the United States of America.
Yes, Lord.
Have your way in your own country.
Yes, Lord.
Take away sexual immorality.
Yes,
take
Lord.
Away sicknesses. Take away all the symptoms of sin.
Yes, Jesus.
Take away destruction from the lives of your people.
Yes, thank
take
you.
Take away affliction from their lives. Take away shackles of their feet. Restore them, O Lord, tonight.
Please.
Have your way, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Have your way, O Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank
have
you.
Your way, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Have
thank
your
you.
Way, O Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Let the yoke be broken tonight.
Yes, Jesus.
Let the sins be forgiven tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Let tie down the library tonight.
Yes, Jesus.
Let every affliction disappear tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Let every yoke be broken by the reason of anointing.
Yes, Lord.
Let every mountain be destroyed.
Yes.
Let every destiny be restored.
Yes, Jesus.
Let every drug addiction set free tonight.
Yes, Jesus.
Let every prison jar be broken tonight.
Yes, Jesus.
I send word of prophecy. I send word of liberation.
Yes, Lord.
I send word of anointing over every
yes,
listener.
Thank
over
you, Jesus.
Every location
yes.
tonight.
Yes.
Let their salvation tonight. Let your spirit
yes.
come upon them. Let
yes,
the manifestation of your power take place, O Lord. Have
Jesus.
Your way, O Lord. Have
your
way,
Lord.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
The eyes open.
Thank
the atmosphere is beautiful. Oh,
yes.
It's been moving and flooding around the place.
Yes,
I see broken hearted be met.
Thank
I see sickness being healed.
I see
the soul that has been tied and been liberated.
Yes, Lord.
I see a lot of testimony. I see goodness. I
yes.
see joy all over the state of America. I see women and women rejoicing once again
yes.
because Jesus has come with his hand of liberation.
Yes, Lord. Thank you,
I
Jesus.
See revived back. Gushing out. I see the rivers of living water gushing out
yes,
out of
Lord.
Your heaven.
You,
wherever they are tonight, O Lord, I ask
thank
that your Holy Spirit reach and touch them.
Yes.
Touch their lives, O Lord, tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Light
thank
them
you.
Up from all oppressions of the devil.
Yes, Lord.
I decree by the power of the Holy Ghost.
My God.
Every stubborn problem.
Hallelujah.
Every stubborn problem.
Yes,
every problem, spiritual or financial. Today is the end. Today is the end.
Yes, Lord.
Today is the end. Today is the end.
Yes, Lord.
I speak like Moses out of Pharaoh. Let my people go. So
yes,
that
Lord.
I shout and I decree you devil tonight.
Yes, Lord.
For those
you.
Who are under your affliction tonight, you must let them go.
Yes.
Poverty, you must let them go.
Yes, Lord.
Sickness, you must let them go.
Yes, Lord.
Affliction, let them go. Disappointments must let them go.
Yes, Lord.
Trusting and rising must let them go.
Thank you, Jesus.
I agree by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
Every
thank
lost
you,
glory shall be restored. Every lost year shall be restored.
Yes, Father.
Every year that the cancer worm, the palmer worm, and the locust have eaten shall be restored tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Let your glory be seen, O Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Let your glory be seen, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Let your glory shine forth in the United States of America. Let your glory shine forth in the United States of America.
Yes,
I speak of your prophet tonight, O Lord. The glory that every household has lost that is restored tonight by your power.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Holy Spirit of liberation, I am sending you from Africa to every part of the United States of America.
Lord. Thank
from
you,
the
Jesus.
East to the west to the north to the south to the middle,
yes,
wherever, every location of the United States of America.
You,
I ask you to visit every home that has been tied down,
thank
every
you,
home that is suffering from affliction. Let there be liberation over all America tonight,
yes, Lord.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
I ask that the glory shine for the United States of America. I ask, oh Lord, that the weight of your glory come upon them tonight, wherever
yes,
they are.
Lord.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Let the earth know that you are the Lord and there is no one beside you. Let every knee bow and let every tongue confess that Jesus
yes,
is Lord tonight.
Yes, yes.
Everyone who has strayed away from the truth, come back to the truth of the gospel of peace. Let every servant of the in this vineyard get their
yes,
shoe, let their feet be shod with the
yes,
preparation
yes,
of the gospel of peace.
You,
may they put on the armor of God, the truth, more armor of God, the element
you,
of faith, the breastplate
yes,
of righteousness.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
Lord. Yes,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
He who have here, let him hear what the Spirit is saying.
Yes.
That young man that has lost touch with God, today you are getting your reconnection back.
Yes.
Every gift that devil has taken away from your life, God said,
yes,
I should
Lord,
tell you tonight, you are taking it back. You are taking it
yes,
back. You are taking
thank
it back.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Get out of flesh wherever you are. Under the
thank
you,
Lord.
Of my home.
Hallelujah.
Get out of flesh. Get out of flesh. Get out
yes,
of flesh.
Thank you.
The plenty of my English does not matter to you. What
yes,
matters to you is the Spirit of God tonight.
Yes, Lord.
It is not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of the Lord
yes,
tonight.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
It is death out of flesh. It doesn't matter who you are, wherever you are today.
Yes,
because
Lord,
if you say you know not today, Holy Spirit is going to visit you.
Mm.
Forget about what you know, the title you hold tonight.
Yes.
Humble yourself before the throne of grace and receive
yes,
what God
Lord,
has for you tonight. Don't miss this hour. This might be the greatest opportunity you can ever have in your life.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
I speak for the sound of my voice.
Yes.
I want you to surrender yourself before the throne of grace
yes,
tonight.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And get ready to receive because out of you shall flow the rivers of the living water.
Yes, Lord.
Today is the day that the Lord has made.
Yes.
For you to be liberated, for you
yes,
to rejoice and be glad in
thank
that
you,
that which God is doing right now,
yes,
that,
Lord,
that
in the name of Jesus,
to the next level.
Yes, Lord.
I see the testimony, the greatest testimony you have ever had in your life coming your way.
Yes.
Wherever you are, you may not believe this, but it's already working right now.
Jesus.
I see God coming close. I see God working ways for you.
Yes,
he has made a way on the river where you think there is no way. He said, when there is casting down, Jesus said, there's a lifting up for you tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus, for the miracle of tonight.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, for the miracle of tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
I pray, oh Lord, that that which they have received today will never fade away from their eyes.
Yes,
it shall not depart from them. Your grace shall not depart from them.
Yes,
your goodness shall not depart from them. Thank you, everlasting Father.
Yes,
in Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Shout amen wherever you are.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank
you, Lord.
Father. Prophet, to God, I have a prayer request. This is Apostle Dean. My baby daughter that we gave the baby shower for, they rushed her to the hospital today, and they were going to try to send her back home, but now they're finding out that every time she have a contraction, the baby heartbeat stops. The heartbeat stops.
Okay.
And they're going to try to do emergency surgery tonight sometime, but I need you to just pray and that things will work out.
Okay, let me pray for you. Ma,
by the
special anointing on your head and my head, I tap into all the true anointing in the Word of God today.
Amen.
And I stand against every depression, every sickness, every oppression by the devil tonight.
Amen.
That child is coming back hale and heavy.
Yes.
Every affliction, every depression is taken away.
Yes.
I send all the affliction packing from the child, little child life tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
If I be a man of God, in the next 3 hours, you shall hear a good news concerning that child.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
The name of Jesus.
So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Bless you, prophet. We thank and praise God for the prophet of God. He's a man of God. If anyone have a prayer request or need a word from the Lord, this is your finest hour. He's been on here 2 weeks straight to bless people, and I'm going to start advertising during the week, but I try not to get too far away so they won't forget it. But anybody you know that need prayer, you know, have them to call on into the radio broadcast, because God has a special prophet to pray for them. I don't know why they're not speaking up or whatever they're not doing, but I thank and praise God for him taking out the time, because it's late in Nigeria. It's almost 8 o'clock here. It's almost 12 there, 12 or 1 o'clock. There, and he's taking out his busy time just to come on and bless the people of God. And so, you know, I give God praise for him on tonight. But if there be any prayer requests, this is your finest hour. Amen. We give God praise. You know, he's not
going
to beg you to do it. Amen.
Giving greetings and honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Greetings to Apostle Dean. Greetings to Apostle
Amen.
Ed Dean. Greetings to the greetings to the prophet that's online this evening. Apostle, if it's okay, I want to give a victory report. Because
oh,
God
give
is so
it,
good.
Honey. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Just 2 days ago, my son, my oldest son, he received a call from it. I don't get in trouble with the law, so I really don't know. You know, I can't relate or understand a lot of things when he shared it. He had to break it down to me. But bottom line, this is, he got a call from an FBI agent. We live about 4 hours, if not more, from Philly. This FBI agent was calling from Philly. And he called my son. He told my son, he said, I need to talk with you. Now, anybody know anything about the law, they know FBI agent don't just call you for, you know, little stuff. When the FBI is involved, yeah, it's something really serious.
Major.
So anyway, my son received the call, and he shared with me that he had got the call. But he said, I'm not worried. He said, because I'm not doing anything wrong. About 2 years ago, my son didn't have a vehicle. And a cousin of his told him, said, hey, you need a vehicle. I can get my son a vehicle. And my son went to DMV, had the vehicle registered in his name, put insurance on it, everything legal so he could be driving legally. So anyway, I don't know what happened, but eventually my son had to get the vehicle back to his cousin. So he took his name and everything off of it and took it back to Maryland and turned it in. Make a long story short, here we are 2 years or so later, FBI agent calling my son. My son had no idea that it was related to the vehicle, but my son knew that it had something to do with his cousin, and the only connection that him and his cousin had was that vehicle. Long story short, he went and met with the FBI agent on yesterday. Come to find out, the car had been involved in a murder. And they're trying to do, working on doing their investigation and putting everything together to try to, finalize the case. Anyway, the agents had been following my son. And if you know my son lives a decent life. He gets up 4 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning and travel. He drives trucks. So he'd get on the road early in the morning to do his delivery, come back home, and take care of his children and his family. They had been following him, Apostle, over 2 years or so. And the FBI agent told him, yes, he had no idea. No idea. And the FBI agent told him that, I know you don't live a dirty life. You're a good guy. You're a clean guy. And he even told my son, everything that he does, where he worked at, what he was doing when he was at work, I mean, just broke his life down to him. But long story short, he talked to my son on yesterday, find out, how he was connected to that vehicle. And he shared with him that vehicle had been involved in a murder before my son had received the vehicle. So I just thank God, because I'm telling you today, no matter what it looked like, no matter what we're going through, no matter how much the enemy tried to make us doubt God, his love, how we get faithful in sometimes, prayer works, Apostle. Prayer works. And I'm telling you, I cover my children all the time, not only when I get up in the morning or when I lay my head down. All through the day, I'm covering my children because the enemy is busy all during the day, not just once or twice. Lord. So if I can encourage anyone, and I want to give God all the praise and glory for being a faithful God, for covering even our children, he is just so good. Even when we don't even know what's going on, God sees everything, Apostle, and he will warn you in your spirit. He will let you know it's up to you to throw your life down enough to listen to him. So I thank God on today for sitting so high, but he still got his ears and his attention tuned into our daily lives, and I am so grateful.
Lord.
So
thank
I just want to share that
to
anybody on the mind today that may be going through something with your children, that may be lost and out of sight with what they're doing in their life, because once they get grown and they're on their own to live the life they choose to live, the only thing you can do is rely on prayer.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That's an awesome testimony. That's a miracle report, Prophetess Joyce. That's a miracle report. I thank and praise God for it, because when the FBI follow you, usually it's already set in stone that you'll be able, that they have a case against you. But see, God turns that thing around. Do you hear me? And God turned it around for his good. And I'm telling you, that's something to be excited about. That they tell him that he lives a clean life. Hallelujah. Life. And I just thank and praise God on today that God blessed him. God blessed him. His life has to be. He has to be in the will of God. I'm telling you, because when the FBI contacts you, they already had a case already set in stone.
Yes.
Believe me, but God, but God, but God, won't he do it? God will
yes,
do
will.
The seemingly man. Impossible
glory.
That to man. But
glory,
honey,
glory,
to God,
glory.
Let me tell you something. God is just such an awesome God, and I thank and praise him on tonight. I give God all the praise tonight, and
yes.
We got to keep praying for our children. Keep praying for our families. I'm telling
yes.
you, we got to keep covering them as
yes,
much as possible. Hallelujah. I give God praise. Is there any more prayer requests or need a word from the Lord or just a praise you for just a testimony, a shout out for the Lord on tonight? Hallelujah. This is your finest hour. Hallelujah. Mm. Man, amen. I give God praise anyhow. He's a wonderful God and a loving God, and I thank and praise him on tonight.
Yeah.
I give God praise tonight for all that he has done, all that he has done. And, you know, God's still doing things. And, you know, I can feel in the atmosphere, hallelujah, that God is doing some stuff and shifting and moving things around. Hallelujah. He moving things around for us. I know Shabbat. He moving things around. He's situating things. Hallelujah. He's
thank
covering
you,
us. Hallelujah. In the atmosphere.
God.
Hallelujah. In the realm of
God.
The spirit. Hallelujah. I thank God for the anointing tonight. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Because God is a great God, and he's shifting the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He's shifting the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Glory
thank
to
you.
God. He is a great God.
Thank you, God.
Yeah, he is a great
thank
God.
God.
And we give him praise on tonight. He is wonderful. He is a wonderful
yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
And
thank
I thank God that my desire is to only please him. I don't worry about pleasing men, but I want to please God in everything I do. Everything I say, hallelujah, I want to please him. The maker, hallelujah, the creator and maker of everything. Every good thing, hallelujah, of everything, hallelujah. I thank God. Let me get away now. Is there any more prayer requests on tonight? We have prophet on the line tonight to pray on tonight or give a word. Hallelujah.
Hi, Apostle.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
This is Renee. I wanted prayer. I asked that the man of God pray for my some money was taken from me out of my account. I just ask that God will just pray for me, please.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, you can.
Yes, sir,
okay.
I can hear you.
Okay. Do you have any contact to your account? Maybe like your credit card or something in your hand there?
You want me to get like a bank card or something?
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second. I'll grab it.
Anything that, something like your contact to your account number. Let me just pray for you all of the people.
Okay. Yeah, I have it, sir.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for your daughter. You said in your word that the land. The scepter of wickedness shall not rest in the land allotted to righteous. Tonight, O Lord, I ask for restoration. Every money that has been stolen from your account shall be returned back in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Before next program, you shall call to testify all the things that the thieves are taking away from all your account. I decree by the power of the Holy Ghost, let there be restoration now.
Yes, Lord.
You are restored financially. I ask the thief that take away your money to return back your money right now in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray.
Amen.
Don't worry, you're going to get it back.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
You're going to get it back. You're going to call for your testimony next week, okay?
Amen. Yes, sir.
God has done it. God has done it. Don't worry.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're going to get it back.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Okay.
Amen. Is there anyone else with a prayer request or a praise report or miracle report or whatever it is? Is there anyone else? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give God praise on tonight. God is just such an awesome God, and I don't have enough in my mind to give him, because he's so miraculous. He's just so wonderful. You know, I just if I had 10,000 tongues, I would praise God with every one of them, and it still would not be enough. I'm telling you, God is an awesome God, and he is worthy of all of our praise. He is worthy of all of the glory, all of the praise, and all of the glory. I tell you, God is good. Yes, he is good, and I thank and praise him on tonight. I thank God tonight. He is awesome. Hallelujah, he's awesome, and I give God praise tonight. Wonderful Savior, and I thank God tonight. I thank God for a prophet on tonight. I thank him tonight for just being obedient to the word, to the Lord, and the commitment that he made to come on today. By the grace of God, hallelujah, I give God praise. Hallelujah, he's an awesome God. He is awesome, and I thank and praise him. Hallelujah. Is there any more prayer requests before we close out on tonight?
Pastor, can you hear me?
Yes,
Pastor,
I can.
Yes,
I can. Yes.
This is Prophetess Tricia. I need prayer for my left arm. It just continues to hurt me kind of real bad, so I just want to pray for that, please.
Okay.
Okay. Leave that end off. On your left arm. Lift it up. Can you?
I can't hear
you. Lift
it
up.
Lift it up? Okay.
He said lift it up.
I decree.
Okay.
I decree by the power of the Holy Ghost, right now, let your hand be restored. Every pain is gone.
Thank you, God.
Every affliction is gone.
Thank you, God.
I decree in the atmosphere, let the power of healing fall upon you right now.
Thank you.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, God.
Let that pain disappear right now.
In the name of Jesus.
Let that pain be gone right now.
In the name of
Jesus.
Let that pain be gone right now.
In the
receive your healing in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Receive your healing in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes. In the name
receive
of
your healing in Christ.
Oh,
by
thank
you, Christ,
you
are healed.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for this healing.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name, I pray.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you.
You are
thank
healed.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Prophet. Thank you.
Amen. We just thank and praise God. We just want, before we close out, Prophet, do you have anything else for us before we close?
I have not much done to say. We give God the glory for all he has been doing through this platform. And I want to give this opportunity to reach out to all those who have listened to me. And God has been reaching you through one blessing or the other. Don't hesitate to call and share your testimony. The Bible says they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. When you share a testimony, it makes you an overcomer. I pray that you all shall continue to have more testimonies, more things to celebrate for. And as long as you always listen to us on this platform, your blessing is going to come so soon.
Yes.
Only believe.
Yes.
Only believe.
Yes.
Only believe. So whenever you are listening to us, put your belief system on and let God touch you.
Yes.
Humble yourself and let God bless your life.
Yes, Lord.
I pray that the next time we meet on this platform again, it's going to be a wonderful time.
Yes.
God has led me in the spirit to go to the mountain to pray for you. So I'm going to go to the mountain, and I will be on this program as well to pray for you all over, all the way from the mountain.
Amen.
We meet next time. God bless you all.
God bless you, Prophet. We thank and praise Prophet all the way from Nigeria to pray for us and to minister to us. And on next week, he will be coming from the prayer mountain.
Thank you.
And he will be praying from the prayer mountain and all the way from the prayer mountain for us. So we need to invite some people on the for the radio broadcast so that if they have a special need, because this is a special prayer mountain, that it may be met by the grace of God. So I thank and praise God. Amen.
Amen. Apostle,
somebody has something to say.
I have a question for the prophet.
Okay.
I want to know first of all if he could pray for me for healing and deliverance, because I do want to go higher in my ministry, and sometimes we're not aware of things that holds us back from being in the place that God has called us to be. And I know I've been through a lot here lately, and I don't want that allow that to be a hindrance to me for where God is trying to take me.
Okay. God continues to touch you and give you more clarity of the next direction. In the mighty name of Jesus, may the power of revelation fall upon you right now, and may you have more spirit. That we order and we direct your steps in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You are blessed in every way. You are blessed on every side. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And God bless you, Prophet. I want to just do this, Father, in the name of Jesus. And this is just for anyone who needs this. God, it's anyway. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for your anointing tonight. We thank you for your spirit tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus tonight. Father, we thank you to be blood covered and blood washed on tonight, Father. We thank you right now, Lord, and we ask you on tonight, Lord, to bind the strong man, Lord. Let there be no distractions in our ministry. Let there be no distractions, no hold back in the name of Jesus, Lord. I'm asking you to bind the strong man, Father, and every evil and negative thing, every demonic thing that try to attack us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I'm asking you to bind right now the strong man in the name of Jesus,
yes,
Lord,
God.
We ask you right now, Lord,
yes,
to bind
God, in
him
the name
up
of Jesus.
And send it back to the pits of hell, Lord, where he comes from, in the name of Jesus. Bind him up, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Anything, Lord, that try to attack us, Lord, try to come against us, Lord, we ask you to bind up in the in the atmosphere, even before it gets to us, Lord, bind it up right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Send your anointing, Father, to break every yoke of every chain, Lord. In the name of Jesus, send your angel, send your warning angels, Lord, to war against them, Lord, to war against us. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise for it tonight. I give you praise. I'm asking you right now, Lord, to do it tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, now, Pop, you say suffer a witch not to live. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you on tonight to put fire to a feast. In the name of Jesus, put fire, Lord, to a feast. Put fire, burn it up.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you for finances. Thank you for losing finances. In the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, Lord. Thank you for opening our doors. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. For opening our doors. The moment is closed. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for prospering right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Houses and cars. Oh, Lord, I've got already been. In the name of Jesus, open up our mind, Lord, and open up our understanding on tonight, and in the name of Jesus, glory to God, and glory to God, glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, 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 hallelujah, glory, 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 we worship you, Lord, and 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 I'm asking you
$1.22 remaining in your account. Please enter the telephone number you wish to dial now, or press *0 to recharge and hear the main menu options.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. And we give you glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We give you praise tonight. Hallelujah.
We magnify your name. Hallelujah.
Or
press *0 to recharge and hear the main menu options.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Oh, my, Konoro Boshanana. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Please enter the telephone number you wish to dial now.
Thank
or press *0 to recharge and hear the main menu options.
Amen, amen. I thank and praise God for the spirit of the Lord. I thank and praise God tonight.
Yes, God.
I'm not going to hold you on any longer.
Please enter the telephone number you wish to dial now or press *0 to recharge and hear the main menu options.
We're going to get ready to get off. There's something happening here with the phone, but the devil is a liar, and it's okay because God is who he is.
Please enter the telephone number you wish to dial now, or press *0 to recharge and hear the main menu options.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Man, so we're going to get ready to go. We're going to get off, and we thank and praise God and Prophetess Renee, don't you worry, because you will get the money back and you're going to get double, because you know you pray and you do what you do for people all over this country and all over the nation, and the enemy is upset, but, you know, that's just his problem. You know, that's his problem. Our God is not limited at all. He's going to bless you just for going through what you've been going through. Hallelujah. He got you in a place. He's pushing us back to place us right in position. So don't worry about that. In the name of Jesus, and believe me, prophet is wrong. You just where you supposed to be. God has to push you back a little bit to place you in the position that he wants you to be in. Hallelujah. It's just delayed. It's not denying. And don't worry about he started opening doors. Hallelujah. And he's going to continue to open doors for you and your family. Hallelujah.
Blessings.
And I thank and praise God. We all have our ministries, our different ministries, and God is blessing them. And we got to know that where we are, God got us there for a reason. Hallelujah. He placed us in these positions, in these places, prophetess, Tim, for a reason, because he pushed us back a little bit so he can place us right where he wants us to be. And I thank and praise God for that. It's not comfortable all the time, but I tell you what, God is our source and our resource. He is our provider, and I thank and praise him on tonight. I give God glory and I give God praise on tonight. So don't be dismayed. Hallelujah. God will take care of us. Hallelujah. He lifting and turning and breaking yokes. In the name of he, them changes are falling. We getting delivered from so many things. Hallelujah. And I thank and praise God. Hallelujah. God owns everything. He made everything and he owned it. He owned the cattle on a thousand hills. And he owned the hill as well. So money is so just a minute thing for God to bless us with. But, you know, when you got God's favor, money can't buy favor. Hallelujah. So when you got God's favor, you got everything. Hallelujah. So I thank and praise God for blessing each one of you, a prophet is traveling, a latriniata, hallelujah. God has given you favor on top of favor, on top of favor, on top of faith. And just receive it in the name of Jesus. Bless your name, Father. And I thank you because you've been obedient. You've been humble. Hallelujah. And he's blessing your going in and your coming out. In the name of he's blessing your children. Hallelujah. For your obedience, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise. We got to go now. Hallelujah. So, Lord, I thank you, time. We're going to get ready to close out. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the prophet on tonight. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for everyone that's in radio land and the ones that's on the broadcast, Father. We thank you on tonight in the name of Jesus. Bless their families, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name, keep them covered. In the shed blood. Father, I ask you to bless prophet's wife, Glory. I ask you to bless Glory. Hallelujah. Bless her, Lord. Cover her right now from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. Right now, in the name of Jesus, bless her right now, Lord, and keep her covered now, Lord. But, Father, we thank you now, and we give you praise and we give you glory. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. And thank God. Know that the Lord had told me I had to pray for Glory, and I forgot. So that's why she came right back. He brought her right back to my mind. So I just had to pray for her on tonight, huh? In prophet. Amen. So we are dismissed, I thank, and praise God for you. Are you still on prophet? No, he must be gone. So we just thank and praise God for the prophet on tonight and his family. You all keep and pray for him. And you all go in peace. Have a good night. God bless you, and God loves you, and I love you too. Amen. Have a good night.
God bless you.
God bless you. Amen.